And your boy, Bob, was he your only child?
Yes.
Your only child?
The only child, yes.
And he is brutally murdered by, well, quite obviously, these two guys. And did you feel? My God, now we're talking about, the subject is race, you know, and I want to dig into this as it's never been done before. Just a parenthesis, I want to come back to this. There are some quite marvelous books written about the civil rights movement. A very good book called Parting the Waters. A marvelous book by Taylor Branch. And this isn't what I have in mind. I have in mind thoughts of ordinary people, black and white, and their thoughts about this, their fantasies, their fears, reasoned or unreasoned, what it is. That's what I'm groping for. So it's uncharted territory, in a sense. So that's why I come back to you. Young Mamie Mobley, 34 years ago. Didn't you want to kill him? Milam and Bryant?
No. The real change that came over me when Emmett was killed, I was what I would call a very private person. I could stay in my house 1 year and not go any farther than the front or back porch and be perfectly happy. And my thoughts were centered around Emmett and myself and what we were going to do and planning for our future. And then all of a sudden, in the midst of what I would call despair, because there was a period where it wasn't really important for me to live. I knew that I couldn't go back to the United States Air Force, that part of my life was finished, and there was no place for me to go. And death at that time would have been welcomed. And the phone rang. And one of the editors from Jet Magazine wanted to know, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to school and be a teacher. And I was shocked. From the time I was 7, I wanted to be a teacher. But knowing, I grew up in Argo, Illinois, and I had never met a black teacher. There was no such animal as a black teacher. I didn't meet a black teacher. I didn't have a black teacher until I was my second semester in college, the first black teacher I had. So that door was so closed until I just sort of gave up those dreams. But then all of a sudden, in 1956, this was the fall, right after Emmett had been, I'd buried Emmett. Well, it was about a year later, 1956, yes. And this person came and went with me to Chicago Teachers College, where registration had been closed, and they opened up and let me in. And 3.5 years later, I was working with kids. Now, the thing that has come out of Emmett's death is to push education to the limit. I mean, learn all you can learn. Learn until your head swells, if possible. And this is what I was able to energize my children with, the desire for learning. And I must say that I was blessed as a teacher.
You became a teacher.
I became a teacher.
In the public school system?
I taught 24 years, Chicago Board of Education.
So it's since Emmett's death you became a teacher.
Yes.
Till then you had worked, you had done what, secretarial work at the Air Force?
At the Air Force I was a clerk, and I was in charge of the secret and confidential files.
But you became a teacher after that.
Yes.
So before I ask you about today and your reflections about today and race and everything, what is it in you, what was it that led you not despair, you experienced great despair, but the non-bitterness, how would you explain that? Was there something in the background, your background, that would enable you to overcome what would be considered normal, a certain bitterness and a hate to get those who have almost destroyed your very life?
Well, I was brought up in the Church of God in Christ.
In the Church of
Church of God in Christ.
Well, you were brought up this way.
Brought up in that church. And this is what you call a holy church or a sanctified church. The headquarters is Memphis, Tennessee. Bishop Mason, Charles H. Mason, was the founder. And when he founded this particular church, they were in what you call the Church of God. And he came out of the Church of God, received the Holy Spirit in California, and came back telling them about the Holy Spirit. And, of course, this caused a parting from his church. And he began the Churches of God in Christ. And as the Lord would have it, when he came out of Memphis into Mississippi, preaching his gospel, well, the gospel of Jesus Christ, but with a different twist to what anyone else had ever been accustomed to, my great-grandmother was the one who took him in.
Mm-hmm.
So they were some of the first converts, or the first converts in Mississippi, so far as I know. And this has permeated our family from, 1900,
well, you've
been
part of this particular denomination for several generations.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the tenets is the non-harboring of...
That the Lord will fight your battles.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So you are very devout, I take it. You are...
Well, I believe in the Lord. And I try to live according to the way I've been taught,